The Kraft Music Hall with Edward Everett Horton, Raymond Page and his orchestra, our guests, Igor Gorin, Evelyn Knight, and the Modern Airs with Paula Kelly. My name's Les Tremaine. And here's Edward Everett Horton.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Les, I just saw a young lady wearing one of those open midriff dresses. The one with the thing on top and there's the bottom part and then in between there's all that... Well, there isn't, really. You know, honestly, Les, you can carry air conditioning too far.
Eddie, with all the great events occurring in the world today, how can you waste your time thinking of such a little thing?
Mr. Tremaine, this was not a little thing.
Eddie, I'm surprised at you. You should be thinking about more important things. There's reconversion, electronics, radar. Do you know anything about radar?
I certainly do. I know all about radar.
All right. What is it?
What's what?
Radar.
I know. It's simple. Radar is very simple. It's simple. You just analyze the word. That's all you have to do. Radar. Raid means to break into, and R. R stands for the month when there are oysters. Therefore, radar means break into an oyster. This is very educational, isn't it?
No, Eddie. Look, radar operates on the principle that radio waves bounce from solid objects, much like echoing sound waves. In other words, everything that's sent out always comes back.
Is that so? Then what happened to my laundry?
Well, it may surprise you to know that radar will be able to detect and locate any article or person. No matter where a man goes, radar will find him.
Raymond Page, did you hear that?
What's that, Eddie? Right,
Les here says that no matter where a man goes, radar will find him.
That's nothing. I married one of those.
Eddie, let me show you how radar works. I send out the impulse. And you be the solid object that bounces it back. Now, I'm sending.
That's not radar. That's murder.
Well, never mind that. I send it and you bounce it back. You ready?
Ready.
Boo.
Boo.
Coo.
Coo.
Who?
Me.
You don't get it.
I don't want it. If I'm going to get impulses from anyone, I'd rather have them from that charming young singer who just returned from South America to star in the show at New York's Blue Angel and who becomes a star of her own radio show in 3 weeks, Evelyn Knight. Evelyn, do you know anything about radar?
Well, it was all in the newsreel, and my boyfriend Stanley and I sat through it 3 times.
Oh, did the newsreel teach you anything?
No, but Stanley did.
Well, I'll show you how radar works. Now, you are the sender. You sing something, and I'll stand over here.
What are you?
I'm the solid object. That's right, isn't it, Les?
Well, you've got the head for it.
I'm beginning to like Les, less and less. You start sending, will you, Evelyn?
The tavern was crowded, 2 couples were there. They were served by a lass with a rose in her hair. Her manner was charming, her beauty so rare. Truly she had a most delicate air. A delicate air. They call her the lass with a delicate air. A delicate air. Some soldiers were passing and looked through the glass. They were struck by the charm of this delicate lass. They lingered in longing her kisses to share. For truly she had a most delicate air. One soldier arose who'd been everywhere. He said, I've never seen anyone quite so fair. He vowed he would marry the lass then and there. For truly she had a most delicate air. The delicate air. He offered his heart and he offered his hair. He painted a future so rosy and grand. Dear sir, she replied, ask the bartender there, for he's wed to the lass with the delicate air. A delicate air. Adieu to the lass with a delicate air. Adieu, 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 adieu. Adieu to the lass with a delicate air.
That was Evelyn Knight giving us the lass with the delicate air. Now I give you a lad with a delicate word.
Here's a piece of choice shopping news that should bring cheers at your house. Many food stores now have Velveeta in the handy 2-pound loaf, and it takes no ration points. Stock the refrigerator with this grand cheese food so the youngsters can spread or slice their golden Velveeta thick for snacks you know are good for them. Have smooth melting Velveeta on hand to melt for a glorious cheese sauce anytime. Remember, Velveeta helps supply complete high-quality protein and other important milk nutrients. The family loves Velveeta's rich yet mild cheddar cheese flavor. You'll love having the big loaf ready for hurry-up meals. Tomorrow, get the cheese food of Kraft quality. Genuine Velveeta. No ration points needed.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are three kinds of operas: grand, horse, and soap. And they are all related, because if you wash a horse with soap, he feels grand. However, that's beside the point. In fact, there is no point. And it has no beside either. The point really is that with us this evening is a frequent and always welcome visitor to the Kraft Music Hall, one of America's foremost baritones, Igor Gorin.
The beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall. Like the tick, tick-tock of the stately clock as it stands against the wall. Like the drip, drip, drip of the raindrops when the summer shower is through. So a voice within me keeps repeating, you, 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 night and day, you are the one, only you beneath the moon and under the sun. Near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you night and day, day and night, follows wherever I go. In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you. Night and day, night and day, under the height of me, there's a no such hungry yearning burning inside of me. And its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and night.
Very good, Igor. Very good indeed. Excellent. With a voice like that, no wonder you've been so successful in opera.
Thank you, Eddie. But the trouble with opera is that the baritone always plays the viol if the villain gets killed. In Cavallero Stucana, I get shot. I get poisoned in Romeo and Juliet. And I get stabbed in La Tosca.
Ooh, what an awful place to get stabbed. I don't know what it is, but I never could understand the opera. I can't hear what they're saying. They sing so loud.
The stories are very simple, you see. Now, take La Tosca, for instance. Tosca is the most beautiful girl in town.
What's her phone number?
They didn't have any telephones in those days.
Well, my word, what did the telephone operators do?
Why, Eddie, this is a classical opera. Not a telephone operator.
Oh, very funny. Very funny. You mind if I forget it?
Now, Tosca is loved by two very ordinary fellas. Now, just two plain fellas.
Who are they?
Mario Giacomo Cavaradossi and Giuseppe Costanzi Scarpia.
Thought you said there were only two. Who's that gang following him?
And so, Mario loves Tosca. And Scarpia loves Tosca. And Mario hates Scarpia. And Tosca loves Mario.
May I ask one question?
Yes?
Who loves Fiorello?
And so, Scarpia kills Mario. And Tosca kills Scarpia. And then Tosca kills herself. Do you know why?
I certainly do. It's 11 o'clock and everyone wants to go home. But we're still here, Igor, and Igor to hear you sing. So, let's get Goran.
What in the world could be so sweet as the thundering clatter of horses' feet in the sun? Tomorrow's another day. Let me love and then ride away. Life is short, they say, and maybe for me. So let me be free. Oh, I'm on the road to anywhere. Let me travel on. No more load and no more care. like a vagabond. I let the blue sky above me cover my head. Why should I want a feather bed? So let me travel and sing my song up the road, the long, long road, the song of the open road. May cover my head. Why should I want a feather bed? So let me travel and sing my song up the road, the long, long road, the song of the open road.
When the modern airs were singing with Paul Whiteman and Glenn Miller, they reached the heights for a male quartet. But still, they weren't satisfied. Once, they said, we need something that no other male quartet has. So, they got a girl. Her name is Paula Kelly. She's a very pretty girl. And so here are the modern airs with Paula Kelly. Paula, of these four handsome men, which do you prefer?
Well, I kind of go for this fella here, Hal Dickinson.
Oh, is that so? Very nice. Any particular reason?
Well, for one thing, he's my husband.
Oh, is that so? Uh-huh. How'd you happen to pick him?
He was the only one who asked me.
Oh, well, yeah. I can understand your position. I once had a much more serious problem. Once, when I was living in Brooklyn, I was engaged at the same time to five girls in the Bronx.
My goodness. Mm-hmm. How did you get out of it?
By subway. Well, let's jog along with the modern airs singing a number that they recently recorded, Jog Along.
My pony loves the best. He sees me nodding my head, and he knows it's time for bed.
So hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, morning. Gotta be on my way. Jog along, pony. Jog along, hard to stay, but not for long. Just time to rest up so I can go on jogging along.
We've just heard a stimulating number from Four Men and a Girl. Now let's hear a stimulating message from one man to all the girls.
Now that it takes no ration points for cheese, you'll again be having swell toasted cheese sandwiches at your house often, and plenty of vegetable and egg dishes with a rich golden cheese sauce, and those cheese snacks the folks have been hankering for. When you make your purchase, remember what an all-around good buy is Kraft's famous cheese food, Velveeta. Everybody likes Velveeta's rich yet mild cheddar cheese flavor. The children love to spread or slice this nutritious cheese food. You love the way it melts smooth and toasts to perfection. And you like the wonderful food value Velveeta gives. Remember, Velveeta's protein is complete high-quality protein. And this cheese food also helps supply milk minerals, food energy, riboflavin, and vitamin A. What's more, Velveeta is pasteurized and digestible as milk itself. Tomorrow, get the 2-pound loaf or the familiar half-pound packages of this famous cheese food of Kraft quality. Insist on your old favorite, genuine Velveeta.
Les, did I tell you about the time that I was with a vaudeville act? I was wonderful. I carried the whole act.
Where to?
Oh, please, now, Les, no. We had a marvelous act. Horton, and Barber. We had to get rid of Barber.
Why?
Oh, he got in our hair. Just a cut-up, you know.
Oh, no, go on. The nearest you ever got to a vaudeville stage was selling peanuts.
I did not sell peanuts. I sold popcorn.
Uh-huh. You know, Evelyn Knight used to be in vaudeville. Isn't that right, Evelyn?
That's right, Les.
Oh, why, we should get together, Miss Knight. We'd make a wonderful pair.
Oh, that might be fun. What would we call ourselves?
Well, I'd give you top billing, Evelyn. We'd call the act A Night with Horton. Isn't it good? Yes. Yeah, shall we try it?
Yes, Eddie.
Good. Professor Page, give us a chord in G and hit it on the head. I said hit it, not fracture it. All set, Evelyn?
Ready, Eddie.
Evelyn, old girl, I just saw a sweater cow.
A sweater cow?
Yep, a jersey. Yeah! You know, a funny thing happened to me on the way to the theater. I was on the top of the bus.
Get your peanuts, hot dogs, get them while they're fresh.
I was sitting on a bus, and I turned to a fat lady, and I said to her... I was sitting on a peanut, and I said to the fat hot dog... Never mind. Evelyn, I love you so much, I can't sleep nights.
Oh, you poor man, what do you do?
Sleep days. Why don't you love me, dearest?
Well, Eddie, you're a little too old-fashioned. I'd like to get a young fellow.
Get them while they're fresh. Get them while they're fresh.
The name of the act is now Evelyn Knight and Company. Evelyn sings, I'm glad there is you, and I'm glad there is you too, Evelyn.
Thank you, Eddie. In this world of ordinary people, extraordinary people.
this role so new, I'll muddle through with you to guide me in this world where many, many play at love and hardly any stay in love. I'm glad there is you, more than ever. I'm glad there is you.
Not all for now, but the Kraft Music Hall will be back next Thursday evening with Les Tremaine, Raymond Page, and me. And our guests will be Joe Stafford, the King Cole Trio, Stuart Forster, and between then and now, I will be celebrating another birthday.
Well, congratulations, Eddie. What birthday will it be?
Just say I'm a shade over 30. Of course, I've been in the shade a long time.
Before it gets too dark in here, good night, everybody. Ladies, here's how to make today's leftover meats and vegetables the pride of tomorrow's meal. To perk up your cooked vegetables, pour on keen-tasting cream sauce zestfully flavored with Kraft salad mustard. And to give an appetizing lift to leftover meats, use tangy golden Kraft salad mustard in a taste-tingling gravy or barbecue sauce. And remember, Kraft mustard with nippy horseradish added is another variety that's a grand flavor treat. So buy both kinds. Ask for Kraft salad mustard and Kraft horseradish mustard when you shop tomorrow.